Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wuming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. Today, I want to cover a book that has really gone popular over the last year, and I've been recommending it to my clients. The book is called Buy Back Your Time, Get Unstuck, Reclaim Your Freedom, and Build Your Empire. It's by an online entrepreneur named Dan Martell, and he really has some principles and strategies that I can think is very beneficial for physician entrepreneurs. I know there's lots of books about productivity that are out there, but I think Dan really focused on some key principles that I think you'll really get a lot out of, especially if you're a busy doctor, you're working for someone else most likely, or maybe you're starting your own practice and you just feel like, there's not enough hours in the day to complete everything that I want to get accomplished. So let's go over some principles that I think could really help you out. The first principle is the title of the book, Buying Back Your Time. That is hiring someone else so you can get your time back. Now, in the book, what Dan feels is that once you've hit a certain figure, he gives an example of about $1 million in revenue, is that most entrepreneurs just get overwhelmed. And it is a case of they either sell their business, they might move their business in different directions, maybe getting another side gig just to supplement the business. They may be stalled that the business is just getting too unwieldy and onerous and they don't want it to grow. And Dan suggests that there's another option, and that is buying back your time. And he argues that you will actually make more money than trying to do everything yourself. And I see this a lot of cases, especially with newer entrepreneurs, that they just want to do everything. As doctors, we do have control issues that I mentioned, from time to time. We're used to the buck stopping with us, and we're going to make all the decisions. He argues that you'll actually make more money by actually hiring someone who will probably do a better job than you are, and they might even enjoy it more than you. And I know that can be very scary for someone if maybe they're starting up their side gig, and it's like, do I have enough money to actually pay this person to do this? I would recommend starting with a virtual assistant, because there are a lot of tasks, especially if you're trying to start an online business, that you don't want to do. I knew for myself, I learned about how to market, but now I have someone who creates the materials to do all these things, who is in charge of watching the pay-per-click advertising that we're doing. And I think, if you don't do it, you're going to just cause more stress upon yourself, your family. And I would recommend that, as soon as you start generating some revenue, is to use that money, turn it back, and start paying somebody to do a better job than you. And you'll actually make more money. My dad's practice, he felt that it really didn't take off until he hired other physicians, other providers to start seeing the patients. And that is a problem that I see with many solo practice owners, is they're trying to see the patients while at the same time maintaining your business. So he recommends kind of auditing your time, see how much time you're allocating to what he calls low value time sinkholes. These are tasks that, you don't really like to do. You know how to do it, but you don't want to do it. For example, for me, customer support was my weakness. I didn't really like to do it. I knew how to do it. And it was much easier just hiring a virtual assistant to do these for you. So think about paying somebody to do your work. At the end, it's going to make you more money. The second principle is, what is your buyback rate? So what is the buyback rate? That means an amount of money that you can use to pay someone to take over the tasks that you don't want to do. So what is your buyback rate? So in the book, Buy Back Your Time, he gives a simple formula. Basically, you take your income. So let's say your income, and then you divide it by 2,000 hours. And then you divide that by 4. So let's say in your business, you're making $200,000 a year. Divide that by 2,000, that's 100,000. That's 2,000, that's 100. And so 100 is, you divide that by 4, so your buyback rate is $25 per hour. So that means you should hire somebody for $25 an hour to pay someone to do the task that you don't want to do. So that could be a virtual assistant, a personal assistant. You could hire interns. You could hire someone on commission. So you dedicate 25% of your income to outsourcing parts of your business that you don't, that don't interest you, that don't, you know, it'll free you up a lot of time to make you more productive. This will allow you to delegate your time to doing the things that you want to do, scale, and help grow your business. Third principle is to identify tasks, these tasks that you don't want to do. These could be smaller tasks. How many times a day are you doing tasks that someone $25 an hour can be doing? For a physician, this could be helping you with coding. This could be helping you finish your reports. This could be help in other parts of your life, such as remembering to, you know, to buy gifts for your colleagues or your family, scheduling plane trips, scheduling other travel arrangements, you name it. Checking your email. And this is why I think everyone needs to have some virtual or personal assistant. Now, I know what you're saying. You know, Mike, I can't have somebody else doing my charting, doing my reports. I'm responsible for that. Well, that's where I think something like the 10-80-10 rule could come into effect. So that is, so what the 10-80-10 rule is that you do for the first 10% of the work, but they have somebody else handle the next 80%. And then you come back and you finalize the last 10%. So you could start your report, you could have a basic outline, this is what I want done, and they can fill in the blanks, you know, on it. This could be your scribe doing this. And then you come back and you check the work. So that way that you're playing a role with the, you have the big picture, you're identifying it, you have somebody complete the, you know, the fill in the blanks and complete it. And then you come back and then you're ultimately responsible. This is going to save you so much time and so much energy. Because at the end of the day, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, you're doing this for, you know, for most likely financial freedom, but you're also doing it for time freedom. And, you know, in the book, they, you know, they picked someone to kind of emulate. It would be something like an Oprah Winfrey, who was someone who's not only just an entrepreneur, they were an empire builder. So Oprah works 2 hours a day. She wakes up, she walks her dog, she drinks her coffee, she meditates, she works out, and then she spends about 2 hours of her day just working. And I mean, how would you like a life like that? Well, that can't be achieved if you start thinking about delegating these tasks to other people who most likely will do a better job than you are. Now, the fourth principle is hiring quality individuals to perform these tasks for you. Now, if you want something more in depth, I recommend going and checking out the episode I did, episode 184, 7 Hiring Hacks to Ensure an Amazing Team for Your Business, that you can find on our website at bootstrapmd.com/podcast. We have all of our episodes are listed there, 250 plus episodes. But there I detail some hacks that you can use that help me build my team for my companies. One recommendation that I liked in the book is having them upload a video of someone that you're potentially going to hire, upload a quick video about why they're interested in the position, what they know about the company. It, you know, it's really amazing how some people apply for jobs and they don't even know anything about the company that they're applying for. The video should talk about, you know, what is your ideal work environment, what are your strengths, what are your long-term goals. And this will get you a glimpse into kind of what their personality is. Now, once you've identified these people, is to also create a playbook. And in the book, they have what they call the four C's of this playbook. It's called, these four C's are literacy camcorder, course, cadence, and checklist. So the camcorder method is simply just recording yourself doing the things that you want to teach them to do, whether it's managing some new program, whether it's billing, whether it's how to check your email. Now, for some who don't know what a camcorder is, I want to expand that to just recording anything. So we like using Loom, L-O-O-M, which is a tool that's free and a paid version. And it's basically taking screen capture videos and making it easy. And then you can send a link of that video to the individual. And that way, that is, if you know your employee doesn't stay for very long, you don't have to like reinvent the wheel and like have to train them again, you know, because you have these videos that are already there that they can watch at any time. One thing that I always like to do is for someone who is already being employed is I have them record what the tasks that they do. And in a sense, they're doing this to, in case that they do leave, you're not going to be having the one to do it. So that's first C is camcorder. The second one is course. And so what a course is, just a list of high level to-do tasks. What is it? This could also be referred to as your SOPs, your standard operating procedures. You know, what are the tasks that you have to do when you open up your clinic in the morning? You're turning on the lights, you're checking the temperature of the refrigerator, you're checking, you might, at the end of the day, you might be checking inventory, et cetera. Cadence just refers to, you know, how frequently should you be doing this task? Does this happen every morning? Are you doing this once a month, once a week? What is it? And then finally, checklist is, what are the things that you need to have? I love checklists. We use checklists in medicine. Great book, Checklist Manifesto. Everything needs to be doing in a checklist to make sure that, you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's. Everything that you want to have done to allow them to empower them to do the best that they can in their position. The fifth principle is to empower your employees. You know, you really want to give them opportunity that this is more than a job. Hopefully they buy into your vision. What is your mission? You should have a mission of what you want to get accomplished. And that's something that you want to think of regularly. I also empower them to help them make their own decisions. You may want to implement something called like the $50 rule, where if they see something that they're currently doing that can make them more productive, maybe there are some flaws in your current tasks or some things that are just falling through the cracks, that, you know, whatever they need, you know, that you can pay, they can pay up to $50 to help them improve. So that could be like an app that they're using to allow them to better block off their time. Maybe there is a journal or something that allows them to keep track of things a little bit better. And that's why I always try to match my employees to, like, you know, what are their strengths. And that's why I recommend, doing some type of personality testing when you're hiring them. And so you can match, you know, what are their strengths? What are they good at versus what they're not good at? So make sure that you empower the employees. And at the end of the day, I always say that, you know, if something goes wrong or someone leaves, then ultimately it's up to you. You know, maybe you didn't empower them to, or put them in a position to allow them to accomplish their goals, and have regular, you know, discussions with the group to make sure that it's everything that they want. Because in these days when, you know, a lot of mobility in terms of jobs, someone staying at their job, this is going to be critical for the lifeline of your business. And then finally, have a big vision. Have a big vision. We mentioned that the employee should buy into your vision. But what is your vision? In the book, Buy Back Your Time, Dan recommends having your 10x vision. That is, what is it? And allow yourself to think big. What do you want to get accomplished, in your business? And he recommends kind of working backwards, like, this is what I want my business to be. This is how my life to be. Now work backwards to like, okay, what I need to do to get there. It involves delegating. It involves putting boundaries in your time and protecting it as best you can. What is your perfect week? How would you, when I work with clients, helping them build their practice, I go, what is your ideal practice? What would it look like at the day? When would it start? When would it end? What would you be doing? What are the tasks that you're responsible for? Those are the ones that you need to look into. What they call the big rocks, the things that fit into the things that you need to do versus the pebbles. These are the smaller, less crucial tasks that you want to do. Does your work involve travel? Does it work, staying home for most of the day? Allow you to be controlled. Allow your mind to just, get to that place and be able to think big. Be allow you to be creative. Be allow you to be more productive. Be allow you to have more joy in your life. And those are the principles, six principles that I think that physician entrepreneurs will get out of. Hope you get a chance to read the book. I got a lot out of it and learned some things. I've read a ton of productivity books, but there's always something you can do to empower yourself to go even further. You're going to have your ups and downs in your business. At the end of the day, what can you do to get you closer to goals and keep moving forward?